This is Twit.
So I want to call out Xbox One X because this is such an important milestone. And again, this is one of those pro-con kind of deals because literally within the past 24 hours, we discovered that Nintendo has sold 10 million units of the Switch console in 9 months, which is exactly the same number of PlayStation 4s that Sony sold in its first 9 months on the market. Sony recently announced that they had sold, I think the number was 70 million consoles to end users, to consumers. And they are on track to outsell the previous generation console. I don't remember the exact number, but it was north of 80 million very quickly in a much faster time frame than was the case with the PS3, which means basically that when this console generation is all said and done, Microsoft, once again, is going to be in third place of three. And, you know, that's the position it's always held. It actually was winning the second generation for much of that time, and this PlayStation kind of swooped in at the end and pulled a Cincinnati Bengals on them. But the point is, Microsoft is – sorry, guys. Microsoft has had to look for other ways to make Xbox as a platform make sense. And the thing is, for all of the unit sales kind of defeats you can talk about, what they've done is not is incredible and is right. And is right for consumers. And I've argued this over the past year, you know, when a lot of traditional gamers have complained that, oh, there are no Xbox exclusives. If they run on Windows 2, that doesn't make any sense. And I think that Microsoft is working toward a future in which the console hardware disappears and they deliver gaming as a service. That didn't happen in 2017. But what happened in 2017 is that Microsoft delivered the first, what I would call the first real 4K console, and it's a monster, and it's awesome. And it's one of those things, you know, we've had our issues with Microsoft hardware over the years. You kind of clench up a little bit. You wait for all the terrible reports to come in about all the problems, and the truth is that hasn't happened. And we'll see. You know, Christmas hasn't happened yet. The holidays hasn't happened. So maybe some of these things will be given as gifts, and we'll find out the truth of the matter. But so far, so good. And it's kind of astonishing to me that this thing is so powerful, so small, so quiet, right? So incredibly well-made. It's just it's a nice win for Microsoft. It doesn't mean they're going to suddenly bounce back and beat PlayStation or anything like that. That's never going to happen, of course. But you could have made a lot of great arguments about walking away from this market, or as I suggested in the past, selling off Xbox and letting it go as an independent company. And they didn't do that. And I think they were looking at a longer-term game maybe that than, say, I was. And that, like I said, the future of this is to those other metrics, you know, the number of users, the number of hours, the number of software titles purchased, the number of time spent on Xbox Live, the number of people who are on Xbox Live Gold, whatever, is playing to Microsoft's strength, which, of course, is cloud services. And so we don't, you know, we don't see the end result of that today. What we see is a new console. But what a wonderful gift for the people who have stuck with the platform, or maybe this Christmas will be new to the platform.
I agree.
I have to agree with you on the gaming thing. Like, I if you had asked me a year ago, is Microsoft possibly going to sell off Xbox, that unit? Yep. I would have said yes. Mm-hmm. So this year, I think they made a definite, they took a definite stand. And I think there's nobody who can say now Microsoft is not committed to gaming. They're all in on this, like bigger than I even thought they would be. And I think part of the reason, too, is because it's connected to what they're doing with AR and HoloLens, right? And virtual reality, mixed reality. Right. I think there's a direct connection between those two things, and also between Minecraft and gaining the hearts and minds of the younger generation. So I think they just decided, you know what? The way to do this is gaming, and we can make a business out of gaming. Even if we don't make a lot on the consoles, we can make a lot on the services.
I like it.
I think if they're successful, and if they do what I believe they're going to do, what they'll do is take their gaming business away from a low margin, low volume hardware business to a high margin, high volume cloud business. Mm-hmm. You know, reduce the costs and amp up the volume, I guess.
But they'll keep making consoles, right? I mean, or somebody will make them, right?
I wonder if that doesn't – that's what I mean. Like, I think it might actually go away, that they could do streaming a la, say, OnLive or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I playing to their strengths here makes tons of sense. Mm-hmm. You know, Phil Spencer's ascension to part of the Star Chamber over there at Microsoft is very interesting. So, you know, we'll see. Again, that didn't happen in 2017. But it's I sort of see it heading in that direction.